thing.
We can talk, but money talk, so talk more.
The Ash Cash Show, Ash Cash Show. 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 Show, show. Ash Cash Show, Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show, Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show, Ash Cash Show.
The stream and oh, the broadcaster. Oh, I don't know what's going on, so we're gonna see. Because
I'm talking about well,
money ain't a thing, money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank, money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk, so talk more.
The Ash Cash Show, Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show, Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show, Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Show, Ash Cash Show, Ash Cash Show. What? The Ash Cash Show, Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show, Ash Cash Show.
Baby, I got your money.
Up to the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to ashcashshow.com, subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcashtv.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Money Making Monday. So here's the great thing about today, right? Great thing about today is that it's Monday. It's a new week. It's a new month. It's a new opportunity to get it right. 61 days left to go strong, though, right? 61 days left in 2021 for us to go strong. And I'm excited. Busy day for me today. So fast shout. You know what I'm saying? Like one of the things that I've decided to do. Because I got a different shirt on today. You know what I mean? Good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. Word the Reverend Ike. Ashcashmerch.com if you want to go cop one of yours. You know what I'm saying? But Yo, and I'm releasing Matt. I'm releasing Matt Way. Look how big this shirt is. It's all good though. I got to go down a size, and I love it. But you know, I always wear this, I always have my shirt on. You know, I am greatness on display. You know what I'm saying? I am greatness on display. And so, you know, y'all know my saying, like, you know what I mean? We all come from Adam. You know what I'm saying? We all made in the image and likeness. We're descendants of Adam, right? We all made in the image and likeness of God. And so, you know, that's why I am God, little G, you know what I'm saying? Greatness on display. And so what happens is sometimes there's a lot of things that are happening behind the scenes that are just phenomenal things that are happening that, you know, we never really pull back the curtains on, you know what I'm saying? Or I don't, let me just say that. And I realize that a lot of times, I mean, we live in a world of just being, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, transparency, or maybe not, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe not. But, you know, it's time. You know what I'm saying? And what I mean by it's time, you know, it's time to inspire people with your story, wherever your story is, though, right? I'm not, you know, I don't want you to make up a story. I don't want you to stretch a story. But if you're doing, you know what I'm saying? If you're doing some dope things in your real life, I don't think there's a big or small. Let me just get clear to say that. I don't think there's a big or small. If you just bought your, you know, like I met somebody who bought their first house and I was like, yo, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? If you just, you know, quit your job and you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a big deal. To start a business, that's a big deal. You know what I'm saying? Like do not compare, right? Do not compare where you are to where somebody else is, because you don't really know what took them to get there. But it don't even matter what took them to get there, because your story is your story. You know what I'm saying? And so I need y'all to be, you know what I'm saying? I need y'all to be more intentional. I need you to celebrate more, right? Celebrate the things that you're doing. Celebrate because you don't even know that, you know, there's somebody who's struggling right now who wish they would have heard, you know, your story, right? Look, fast shot, the rock girl says, I left a company after 20 years. I woke up. You know what I'm saying? Like I need you to celebrate more. You know what I'm saying? Because there's somebody right now. I was reading this, Will Smith actually just dropped the book. You know what I'm saying? And I was reading a post that where he talked about like contemplating suicide, you know, Will Smith, right? And so Will Smith, you know, is talking about how he was contemplating suicide, and you know, because he had created this character called Will Smith, and so he couldn't be William, right? He couldn't be William, he had to be Will. And the problem with that, I mean, not the problem, but the thing is that I'm happy that he's sharing it now, because, you know, there's other people who may look at Will Smith like, oh my God, this is Will Smith. Like, yo, he got everything he want out of life, but you don't even understand that secretly he's battling, right, with identity. You know what I'm saying? So what we look at as success, at, you know, what we look at as the best life, as what we look at as, you know, oh my God, he's made it. You know what I mean? He's literally, you know, trying to figure it out too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? And so I say all I have to say is that you don't know how much your story and the accomplishments that you make. You know what I'm saying? And again, there's no big or small, right? Like anything I do is relative to what you do based on what your goals and your desires are and where you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything is relative. It's never, you know, one is bigger than the other. You know what I'm saying? So a couple of updates. My first property challenge, that's dropping tonight. So we start tonight. Really just Storm. I'll just facilitate it a little bit. But if you missed out on any of the lives, if you missed out on any of the lives that we did, my guy November's in the building, man. Salute to my guy. Yo, show Nova some love. Cause he's the one that created the track for us. That created the track for us from the block to the bank. So show my guy some love. MyPropertyChallenge.com, MyFirstPropertyChallenge.com. If you missed any of the lives that we did, it's all on my timeline. Check them out. We start tonight. We have a limited spots left because we don't want it to be too crazy. So we got limited spots left. And so make sure you sign up. Everything you need to know to really, get to the next level of passive real estate investing, right? And so my brother Storm became a millionaire while still working a 9-to-5. You know what I'm saying? And so make sure y'all tap in. It's tonight. I gotta end exactly at 9 p.m. today because I have a long day. So my brother Storm is my business partner. We're buying a building together. My brother's coming in town. About to go pick him up from the airport. Then we got a bunch of, we got a bunch of meetings. We got a bunch of running around to do, but great things. You know what I'm saying? We meeting with, the commissioner. So like I said to y'all, the building that we're acquiring, is in a medical district. So it used to be like an old chiropractor building or whatever. And so it's in an old medical facility. Like if you go there, all it was is medical. And so they rezoned it for office space. And they're trying to revitalize that area, right? They're trying to revitalize the area. And so, my partner Storm and I were like, yo, you know what? We're gonna buy this building in this particular area because the surrounding areas is like a college close by. But the area is not the best area. You know what I'm saying? It's not like crime written or nothing like that. But it's definitely, it could use some rejuvenation. You know what I'm saying? And so literally just kind of following the footsteps of Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry, bought, his studio, in a space where he bought his studio in a space where there wasn't really anything around, right? And so he built the studio, and then now all the property around started increasing in value. So that's, we're gonna do the same thing. And so for us, in order to do that, and I'm just giving y'all the skinny on how some of this stuff work. In order for us to do that, we have to get a lot of stuff rezoned, right? Because let's say if it's zoned medical, or if it's zoned office, then I may not be able to bring in, a franchise or, like different things that can revitalize the community. And that's the next step of my work. My work is not just education now, is really providing opportunities. And so we identified a building, right? You know what I'm saying? The building is a 12,000 square foot building on a 3-acre lot. An acre and a half of it is already built. So 12,000 square foot building, parking lot. But then we also have another 1.5 acres, right? We have another 1.5 acres of land, of trees that we could cut down and build on. And that's the goal for us. Our goal is to create, podcast studio, event space, editing suite, like everything, you know what I'm saying? Radio station, everything is going to be there. But we need to now connect with the local officials, you know what I'm saying? And so that's what we're doing today. So there's a ribbon cutting happening. The commission is going to be there. The board of what do they call the people that approve the board of the zoning board is going to be there. And so I was going to wear a suit and stuff. But I said, nah, I ain't going to do that. Right? I was going to wear a suit. But I said, nah, just be yourself, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like I was going to, you know, try to, but I need them to know. I need them to get Ash. You know what I'm saying? I need them to meet Ash. I need them to know that, you know what I'm saying? I got now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't trying to look like y'all because I got now. You feel what I'm saying? And so it's going to be a bit, and then after that, we're going to meet with a designer. You know what I'm saying? We got a designer who's going to help us with the build out. And you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of things happening, which is why, you know what I mean? But, you know, in the words of Drake, I can't film and hold the camera. Someone got to take this, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not driving, you know what I'm saying? I got the black car coming. You know what I'm saying? I got the black car coming at 9. That's going to chauffeur us around for the whole day. Fast shout to my guy, Slim Guy Strength. I got brother Amir coming through with the camera, and we're going to just roll around. So I'll be able to show y'all as I walk through the building and as I'm shaking hands and stuff, I'll be able to show y'all. But, and that's why I've decided to do that. I said, you know what? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want nobody to just look at me and be like, oh yeah, yeah, he's a pot. Like, don't disrespect. I'm not an influencer. I'm not a podcaster. You know what I'm saying? Like, put some respect on my name. I'm a 15 year bacon executive. Like, don't, no disrespect to nobody else, but please don't play with me. Please don't play with me. Like, I'm not an influence. I do have influence. You know what I'm saying? I do have influence, and I have a lot of followers, you know, a lot of supporters. I don't like calling them followers. I got a lot of supporters and all that, but please don't play with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, put some respect on my name. And so, but that's why I say, you know what? It's time to show it. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, you know, there's deals and things that I do behind the scenes that nobody gets to see. And then, you know, you get put in a box, right? You get put in a box like, yo, this is who you are, where, nah, that's not really who I am. You know what I'm saying? Let me see if I can find this thing. And so that's why I'm gonna be showing more, of behind the scenes things that are building wealth for myself and my family. So we're gonna tap in. And so, speaking of Tyler Perry, let me see if I can find this track. Let me see if I can find this track, because I need to, wait, hold on for a second. Cause I don't think I ever, this couldn't be open. Wait, Tyler, hold on. Where is this track? Hold on. Yeah, cause I know I had a Tyler Perry track on here that I wanted y'all to hear. But the transition wasn't smooth enough. Hold on for a second. Let me go to finished tracks. I could have swore I finished it. Let's go. Everything's going to be all right. Let's see if this is...
If you change your mind, then you change your life.
All right, let's go.
Mind Right Radio. Inspiration and motivation.
Let's go.
5-8. That's all the time.
Hey, yo.
More than humanly possible.
Everything's going to be all right. So listen. This is why I want to play this track. Because I like to set it up the right way, right? And so... I want to play this track because I talked about Tyler Perry, right? And a lot of times, like if you listen to his story and see what he's been through, you understand that for him to become a billionaire and be who he is right now is phenomenal. For me, if y'all know my story, if you haven't, pick up the book From the Block to the Bank. If y'all know my story, the things that God has allowed me to do are things that not in my wildest dreams I would even think that I would be able to do. To be 100% honest with you, not even in my wildest dreams would I even think, you know, that I would be doing these things. But I realized that everything that has happened in my life is all sort of like a testament to, like, if you don't give up, right? If you don't give up, then nobody really could stop you. I'll be honest with you. That's just what it is. If you don't give up, nobody can really stop you. And so the first step of that, right? And this is the first step of no one being able to stop you is for you to realize that everything is going to be okay, right? Everything is going to be all right. There might be somebody listening to me that's in a dark space that I've been, if you read From the Block to the Bank, I've been in a dark space. I never contemplated suicide, but I thought about suicide. You know, I was in a very dark place. And then that's why I'm so graceful. That's why I don't judge people. That's why, good or bad, when somebody's arrogant, I bless them, because I think people who are arrogant, people are always trying to put people down. They're battling with something that nobody knows. People who are timid, people who don't want to put themselves out there, they may be battling with something that they don't want people to know. And so I don't come out in this world as if, like, everything is all good, I'm the man. Nah, you know what I'm saying? We all got our things that we're dealing with. And if you're that person that's dealing with it, I just want to be a testament. I just want to be demonstration, greatness on display, that regardless of what you go through, everything is going to be all right. The only time things aren't all right is if you give up. If you give up, then it's not going to be all right. But if you stick to it.
If you change your mind, then you change your life. Mind Right Radio, inspiration and motivation 25/8. That's all the time, more than humanly possible. Elevation pan another level.
May he protect us from the evil. And when we talk about evil, forget the outside world. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't look at the devil, Shaitan, as this outside thing. Is me, right? The devil is me. The devil is my wrong thinking, right? So when I say protect me from evil, I'm not saying protect me from the outside world. I'm saying protect me from myself, because it's, everything is perspective. And so if I look at things that I think is wrong, it's necessary, right? God is the creator of everything. And so even the things that we look at that seem wrong are necessary. It is your wrong thinking that is the devil, right? And so when I say protect me from evil, I'm saying protect me from this bum ass mind that try to take power every now and then. The thoughts, the temptation, the right, protect me from that. Because if I stay on the right path, right? If I stay on the right path, there ain't nothing can stop me. You feel what I'm saying? Man, hold on.
If you change your mind, then you change your life. Mind Right Radio, inspiration and motivation.
Appreciate you today, since I've chosen.
That's
Block
all
of the, bank.
The time, more than humanly possible. Elevation pan another level.
Yep. Protect you from evil. Right, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Facts.
We talked about Madea earlier, and a lot of people know me as Madea, but there's something that a lot of people don't know that I want to share with you. Was a child that was born to two wounded parents, and they were wounded children themselves. My mother was 17 and my father was about 19 when they got married, and I came along when she was 24 years old.
And
there was a lot of pain in the house. There were a lot of arguments. He was very physically abusive and verbally abusive to the both of us. It was really a difficult and very hard time, especially for a man child. I don't know what it's like for a little girl, but I'm sure it's just as painful. But for a boy child, a man child, to watch his mother being beaten and belittled, it was really, really hard. So I went under the house and I built this little, put some wood up in between some of the pillars and built this little safe place for me. And I painted it robinette blue. I had found some paint somewhere, painted it blue, and I would sit in this room and I would let my imagination take me to other places. I would just be somewhere running through grass and trees while I'm listening to all of the pain and all the heartache up above me in the floorboard. So it was a very difficult time. But the beauty in that moment, and I say this to people all the time, is that I know that all things work together for your good. When I am writing a script or a movie, or writing the Have and Have Nots, or If Loving You Is Wrong, or writing any of these shows or movies, in my imagination, I go to a place where I'm in that world. And that was formed and born inside of all that pain. So the little boy's imagination is where the man goes now to feed his dreams. So it's a beautiful thing when you know that all things are going to work together for you. What broke in the moment, if you wonder what happened, like from the time when I started doing these shows to the time when they started to take off, what broke in the moment? Well, here I was with this script about adult survivors of child abuse whose parents had abused them. And the characters in the show that I had written from my own mind had forgiven their abusers. But I hadn't forgiven my father. So one day we were on the phone before this show sold out. We were on the phone, and I got a chance to just say everything that was on my mind. Because I wasn't the little boy anymore. I was a 6'6" man, and I wasn't afraid. And I started saying everything that I needed to say to him. And the things that came out of my mouth blew my mind. But at the end of it, what I heard was, "I forgive you." I said, "I forgive you." And something shifted in me. Something shifted. Let me tell you something. Forgiveness is so incredibly powerful. Forgiveness is not for the other person.
Forgiveness is not for the other person.
There are people living their lives who've done you wrong. They are happy walking down the street, not even thinking about you, but there you are holding on to unforgiveness. When I forgave this man, I found myself I was lost for a second because my entire fuel was based on the negativity of not forgiving him.
Yep.
But once I forgave him, I had to find a way to find another source of fuel.
Yeah.
So the negativity and all the darkness that I'd been through was the source. Now I needed a more positive source. Now I needed a good source, a pure source.
Yep.
It's like taking a car that runs on diesel and putting regular gasoline in it. And then all of a sudden you say drive and something's gonna go wrong. So you have to rework all the components inside of your mind to be able to understand how to function in positivity. So that shift for me was so incredible. Forgiveness did all of that for me.
Forgiveness does that. Let it go.
To function and doing
it ain't for
right
you.
And being positive.
It ain't for the other person.
From nobody coming to the show to not having enough seats for the people to get into the place.
Let me tell you something, right? Sometimes when you're holding on to resentment, when you're holding on to pain, you don't even realize, like, that's the devil, right? That's the devil. That's your ego, right? Wayne Dyer says ego means edging God out, right? And so forgiveness is not even like not being forgiving. That's not even godly. Like, how can you claim to be looking to walk in the right path where you're holding on to resentment, you're holding on to pain, you're holding on to negativity, you're holding on to things that's not even yours to hold on to, right? The people who have done you wrong or did whatever, right? They out here living their lives and you are causing dis-ease, right? You're causing dis-ease in your body, dis-ease in your mind, dis-ease in your life, because you don't want to let go, right? Because you want to hold on and you think that not forgiving someone, right, not letting go of the heartache, not letting go of the pain is helping you, but it's actually hurting you, right? You have to let it go. It does not mean, though, that if somebody did you wrong, forgiveness doesn't mean that you accept them back into your life. Because as Maya Angelou says, you know, when somebody show you who they are, believe them, right? It doesn't mean, right, that you have to let them back in your life. It just means that you have to let go of the pain. Stop replaying it over and over. Stop holding on to it, right? Let it go. That is the first step. Yep.
Yeah.
Protect us from the evil.
Somebody, and this shocked a few people. They said, let's talk about your failures. I said, I don't have any. And I tell you why. I tell you why I say that. Because when you know that everything in your life is going to work together for your good. I look back on all the things in my life.
Right. And this is the other thing, though. This is why you got to let go. Right. Because sometimes when you're holding on to and you're resenting and you're holding on, you actually can't even benefit from the blessing that the thing that happened is there to bless you with. Right. Like, you're so gung-ho, or your ego is so gung-ho to edge God out, that you don't even realize that God is going to use your story and use what has happened to bless you on a level that you can't even imagine. And the fact that you're holding on to that resentment doesn't even allow you to see the blessing that it is, right? And so you got to understand that every single thing is working for your greater good, right? Everything, and I mean everything, excluding nothing, everything is working for your greater good. And when you realize that, you actually start saying, thank you for the heartache. Thank you for the pain, right? Thank you for making me, you know, thank you for making me struggle. Thank you for making me, right? That's Mano from all the above, right? But thank you. Right, you now start saying thank you for it, right? My dad live with me now, right? And you don't even understand how grateful I am for that man, right? If you read my story, you know that, you know, he wasn't really in my life, but I love that man, I thank that man, and I will honor that man, right? Because if it wasn't for that man, I wouldn't be who I am. And so, yes, ego edging God out. I could use my ego to curse the man and to be like, aha, you need me now, and I'm going to turn my back on you. Or I could be like, yo, thank you, bro. I don't even know if I would be as powerful as I am if you was in my life. Yo, I don't even know if I would be as, you know how powerful I am? Glory, grace to God. You know how powerful I am? All praises due, but if I change any part of that formula, who knows? And so why would I be upset? Why would I be mad? Right? Why would I be mad at somebody who helped? Like, ego edging God out, right? My ego wanted my relationship to be a certain way, right? My ego wanted my relationship to be a certain way, but God knows best, right? God knows best. And so if I appreciate who I am today, how can I curse the actual thing that has helped me be who I am today?
That I thought that should have been a failure. But when I really analyzed it, I realized those were teaching moments. Those were molding moments. Those were moving moments. And I realized, had that not happened, I wouldn't have been ready for this moment.
Yep.
Had that situation not going on, I wouldn't have been ready to go here.
Yep.
Had I not been able to live at that altitude, I wouldn't have been able to stand at this altitude. So what happened to me, as I look back on all those moments, I don't call them failures. I call them the grace of God.
Grace of God.
Right where
they're not failure, they're grace of God. The grace of God.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
I know it sounds simple, but don't give up. If you go to bed with it and you wake up with it and you can't shake it, you go get a job and that dream is still in the back of your head. You're working for somebody else, but that dream is still in the back of your head. You're getting up every morning, 5 a.m, going on somebody else's job. Let me tell you something. Honor that person that you're working for. Listen, because when you're faithful over someone else's, God will give you your own. So make sure you honor the person that you're working for. But at the same time, don't give up. The mantra at the studio, at my studio, is a place where even dreams believe. Because when I think about Joseph, he went through so much before he got into his promise. He was in jail. He got all these things happened to him. But when it got really bad and he gave up or wanted to give up, the dream reminded him that he can go on. So if it's in you and you can't shake it, and you dream about it, and when you want to walk away from it, you still dream. That's God telling you to keep going. And if I can tell you anything else, please keep going. There are
going.
People whose lives and destiny are tied into you.
Yo, just somebody's life is tied into
all
you.
These people, where will we be going to worship and hear a positive message? You understand what I mean? So don't stop. Keep going, no matter what anybody says. You are worth it. And here's the thing about worthy. Get to worthy.
Get to worthy.
You do get to worthy. What does that mean? Understand that you are worth it. You deserve the good things. If God said it, you deserve it. And he did. His thoughts of you are pure, and he wants to give you a hope. And here's how I know that it's going to be all right. The first five words of this text simply says, and it came to pass. Which means whatever you're going through did not come to stay.
Did not come to stay. It came to pass.
You're going to be all right.
You're going to be all right.
Abraham told his servants, stay here. This is the thing that blew my mind. Stay here. And we're going to go up and worship. But there's a little part of the verse where he says, and we will return
and we
to
will
you.
Return.
Well, Abraham, if you're going up to sacrifice your son, how do you know you're coming back with your son? When you have that kind of trust and that kind of faith in God, I don't care what it looks like, it's going to be all right. And Abraham turned and he named the place Jehovah Jireh, meaning God will provide.
God will provide.
So the very thing you're worried about, don't worry about it, because God will provide.
God will provide.
But Tyler, you don't understand. It's been difficult. It's been hard. God will provide.
God will provide.
But Tyler, you don't understand. I love my wife and my husband. This has been really difficult, but you don't understand. God will provide.
God will provide.
Just maintain. Just pray and worship. Just climb and maintain. And if I can leave you with anything, I want to leave you with this. Hear me clearly when I say this. There are people who come in your life sometimes to be there for a season. They weren't meant to be there always. Sometimes we find ourselves hooked up with people that we think are there for a lifetime, but they were only supposed to be there for a season. There are people who come in your life like boosters for a rocket. If you ever watch a rocket go into space, the boosters fall off when it reaches a certain altitude. Some people are not equipped to handle the altitudes that you're going to.
Big bar, don't miss that.
Don't be afraid when they fall off. They're not bad people. They just couldn't go where you're going.
Yo, shit, hold on. I gotta go. Wait, hold on, though. No.
Liquid means rewind. Gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind.
Hold on, just the last one.
That's inspiration for another level.
Just the last one. Hold
mind
on,
right
on.
Radio. Elevate your mind. Elevate your life.
I don't think y'all got that. Hold on.
Are worth it. You just reminded him personally that you're working for. But at the same time, don't
thank
give
you,
up.
Halo.
The mantra at the studio, at my studio, is a place where even dreams believe. Because when I think about Joseph, he went through so much before he got into his promise. He was in jail. He got all these things happened to him. But when it got really bad and he gave up or wanted to give up, the dream reminded him that he can go on.
Yeah.
So if it's in you and you can't shake it, and you dream about it, and when you want to walk away from it, you still dream. That's God telling
that's
you
God.
To keep going. And
tell
if I can
keep
tell
going.
You anything else, please keep going. There are people whose lives and destiny are tied into you.
Tied into you.
Stop. All of these people, where will we be going to worship and hear a positive message? You understand what I mean? So don't stop.
Don't stop.
Keep going.
Keep
no
going.
Matter what anybody says, you are worth it. And here's the thing about worthy. Get to worthy.
Get to worthy.
Whatever you do, get to worthy. What does that mean? Understand that you are worth it.
You are
you
worth it.
You deserve the good things.
You deserve the good things.
You deserve it. And
yeah.
He did. His thoughts of you are pure, and he wants to give you a hope. And here's how I know that it's going to be all right. The first five words of this text simply says, and it came to pass. Which means whatever you're going through did not come to stay. You're going to be all right. Abraham told his servant.
Abraham told his servant, stay right here.
Blew my mind. Stay here.
Stay right here.
And we're going to go up.
We're going to go up.
Worship.
Yup.
But there's a little part of the verse where he says, and we will return.
And we will return. Hey.
Well, Abraham, if you're going up to sacrifice your son, how do you know you're coming back with your son?
Yup.
When you have that kind of trust and that kind of faith in God, I don't care what it looks like, it's going to be all right.
Yep.
And Abraham turned and he named the place Jehovah Jireh, meaning God will provide.
God will provide.
So the very thing you're worried about, don't worry about it, because God will provide.
God will provide.
But Tyler, you don't understand. It's been difficult. It's been hard. God will provide.
God will provide.
But Tyler, you don't understand. I love my wife and my husband. This has been really difficult, but you don't understand.
God will provide.
Just climb and maintain. Just pray and worship. Just climb and maintain.
Hold on. Catch this bar.
If I can leave you with anything, I want to leave you with this.
Catch this bar.
Hear me clearly when I say this. There are people who come in your life sometimes to be there for a season.
Yeah.
They weren't meant to be there always.
They weren't meant to be always.
Sometimes we find ourselves hooked up with people that we think are there for a lifetime, but they were only supposed to be there for a season. There are people who come in your life like boosters for a rocket. If you ever watch a rocket go into space, the boosters fall off when it reaches a certain altitude. Some people are not equipped to handle the altitudes that you're going to. So don't be afraid when they fall off. They're not bad people. They just couldn't go where you're going.
Go where you're going. All right, y'all. 7 minutes. What the spirit telling me go? Where's the spirit telling me to go? Where's the spirit telling me to go? Which way I'm going? Which way I'm going? I got like 5 seconds to decide.
If your mind not right, then everything off a rock. So just stay positive and keep on moving along. With mindrightradio.com.
You are now tapped in and tuned in.
I go ahead, man.
MindRightRadio.com.
Tapped in and tuned in. Elevation on another level. MindRightRadio.com.
So they were waiting on.
Critical, ain't no time left on the clock. When it's your time, give them something to watch. I picked out the locks till I buy up the block. And I know I'm a gift, but I didn't got the box. And they want me to stop. But why would I stop? Huh? I am unstoppable. Hold up, why would I stop?
Yep.
Chill.
You're unstoppable. This is the vibe I need you to understand, though. I need you to, yo, look. Look, hold on. It's Monday, November 1st, and I need you to know that nothing can stop you.
You are now tapped in.
This is what I need you to understand.
Mind right radio.
That's your marching order.
Tuned in. Elevation.
That's your marching order. Your marching order is that you are unstoppable. So why would you stop? Why would you stop? Don't play with me. Don't play with you.
When it's your time, give them something to watch.
Yep.
I picked out the locks till I buy up the block. And I know I'm a gift, but I didn't got the box. And they want me to stop. But why would I stop? I am unstoppable. Hold up. Why would I stop? Why would I stop? Chill.
I don't jump, I dive in it. Hold up. It's the reason why I'm live in it.
Never take life for granted, because sometimes life doesn't send a warning shot. And if you're not who you're supposed to be, adversity is not going to say, man, I'm going to let you gather yourself and I'm going to come back. Opposition is not going to say, man, I'm going to let you get yourself together and I'm going to be back. Like, I got to know my life was going to change on September the 9th. I was playing football. I was doing the thing that I love. I was 8 games away from the NFL, rejected top 30 draft pick. I went out and made a tackle and found myself in the emergency room that night fighting for my life.
Yep.
But my mother had nothing to worry about. They asked my mother, are you worried about your son? She said, I'm not worried about him at all, because I know he's a survivor. What is that? And that leaves me into why I keep this bucket with me. You know, a lot of people know I live by this thing called empty the bucket, right? And people like, empty the bucket, ain't got this cute slogan, empty the bucket. But they don't know at the foundation of what it really is. They don't know the accountability behind it. They don't know the responsibility behind it. Every day in my house, I got 3 buckets. I got a bucket when I wake up and I look in my bedroom, it's a bucket. I got a bucket in my office, I got a bucket in my weight room at my house. And what that bucket stands for to me, that bucket means I have to give everything I got to everything I'm involved in. And it has nothing to do with the product, but more about my personal standard of excellence never changes. And it doesn't depend on the circumstances, it doesn't depend on the situation, and it never depends on a person. I have a personal standard of excellence for my life. I just believe I deserve to give my wife the best version of me. I just believe I deserve to give my kids the best version of me. I just believe the people that I'm of service to on this earth, I deserve to give them the best version of me. And so I take a personal level of pride in everything that I do because I almost lost my life behind a game of football and God placed me on this path. And so now it's not even about me. Meaning, would you do what you do if the outcome wasn't attached to what you were doing? That's why I don't even get caught up with people that do things for money. I'm not impressed with how much money you make. You know the true level of wealth? You know the true measure of wealth? Is if they took all your money, what would you be worth then? I'm going to say it again so you can catch it. This is everybody that's chasing that greenback. Everybody that wants that dollar. If you got it, and they stripped you of it all, what would you still be worth? And if you don't have the things that the process creates, you won't keep it anyway. I wasn't quitting, I wasn't giving up, I wasn't stopping. That's not my pedigree, that's not who I am, and so I'm not even gonna entertain it. And I think the quicker you eliminate something, the quicker that you make up in your mind you're gonna get to the outcome. It's just like the Navy SEALs. It's just like the SEALs. That's why the SEALs are so bad. They make up in their mind before the mission that they're going to complete the mission. They make up in their mind before they set out on a mission, we are going to complete the mission, meaning if it does not kill
I got 2 minutes, and I gotta go.
A leg injury along the way, a feet injury along the way. If you do not kill me, you will not stop my drive. No petty adversity will not stop me. I have to complete every mission that I set out on. One of the greatest pieces of advice that my mother gave me was this: son, whenever you start, you make sure you finish. And the problem with the world is, hey, people get involved with things, and if they don't
whatever like you start, you gotta finish. Like, all right, y'all. Let me, I appreciate y'all. I gotta go. Coolio, man, it's getting too hot. Thank y'all so much, man. Yeah, thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. Y'all know the marching orders today, November 1st. Why would you stop? You are unstoppable. Yeah, just have a great day. Do what you do. Thank you so much, 15 badges. Thank you for the badge love. Lloyd Almighty, thank you for the badge love. Just phenomenal. Thank you for the badge love. Today says I'm chosen. J Monique, Miss Tiff, Butterfly Thoughts, 3 times. Panther Ink Graphics, Patrick Watkins, A Low, the Don Oliver, 2 times. A Low, and Ramaya. Everybody, thank y'all. I love y'all. I'll see y'all tomorrow on God's will. Say time, say place. I see y'all.
About
wealth,
wealth, wealth.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank. We can talk, but money talk. So talk
money. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. 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 Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.
Baby, I got your money.